for us, what we do is just conversate. We just get to know people. And that's what our listeners come on for, is just to get to know who these people are and get to know their stories.
Never quit. Never quit. Never quit radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the TNQ podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Luttrell. Every week, it's my job to fire you up, to ignite the legend inside of you, and to push you to your greatness. Join me every week as I take you into my briefing room with some of the most hard-charging people on the planet. They're going to show you how to embrace the suck of life, teach you the values of working your ass off, and charge through whatever life throws at you. This is the Team Never Quit podcast. So buckle up, Buttercup.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Team Never Quit podcast. As always, thank you guys for listening and watching, and please don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. So today, we are going to do something special, something like we do at the end of every year. We're going to give ourselves a little recap of what we've done and just go through each episode and show you what we've learned a little bit. So we are going to start off with Rishi Sharma, who, would y'all like to say anything about that?
I loved the Rishi Sharma episode. I was so impressed with his passion for keeping the stories of the World War II veterans alive and just his whole mission on that. And then after the episode, I actually looked up several of the YouTubes that he did, and I bawled my eyes out. He does these full hour, 2 hour, sometimes 3 hour interviews, as long as the veteran will talk for, and they tell their entire story. And it's really special. I really wish we talked about it, but I really wish we could have had World War II just on World War II history, where we record something with the guys that he records every week, but it's just too hard to coordinate that. But I really loved that episode. What about you?
What'd you learn?
I think just how he goes and finds all these veterans out there and just gets to have a really nice conversation with each of them and gets to learn their stories and tell their stories. I think that's something that I haven't really seen too much before, especially by somebody that young, 25 years old, same age as me. It's really cool to see him doing that.
Yeah, I agree. And the fact that he doesn't have any family that fought in World War II.
Boom.
Yeah, he pretty much just backpacks around and lives out of his car, kind of going to talk with all these people.
So the whole time you've been growing up, always taught you to go out and learn, never meet a stranger, kind of go talk to everybody. Mm-hmm. So, and every time we would send you to a university or a school or some kind of class to make you better, we would always be putting you in front of somebody else that would teach you something or tell you something.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think interviewing all of those people? I mean, I'm sitting down with wisdom. I mean, we hide that in certain places, as most people won't go in there and talk to them. But what they tell you and what they say is straight and to the point. I'd imagine he learned more doing that for the veterans. That's amazing. That's another side. That's the main side of it. But the other side of it is, I would imagine what he took from that and what he knows now.
Yeah, you always say always go up to the person with the white hair.
That's it.
And I'm sure he's got to talk to a lot.
They'll tell you something.
They'll give you the best one-liners.
And they want to tell you. I think something happens when you get to that age, and they love sitting around and talking. And I think there's a certain age when you're supposed to be able to sit around and listen. And if you're in that part of it, man, go do that. That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a great episode.
All right, and then we got Brother Luck, celebrity chef. He had won what was the TV show called?
Chopped. He's on Chopped, right?
Chopped.
Or Top Chef.
Top Chef, both, what?
Yeah, he won a challenge from them.
And we need to have him out and do something.
He did. He has a couple of restaurants too.
We need to go.
Yeah. Yeah, one, it was Asian fusion or something.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've got
Keith Nightingale, that guy right there. Every, like, when you're walking around, you're talking to military, especially when all those military people get together and names start getting dropped and everything like that. And then in, when those two worlds, the civilian world and the military world, clash sometimes, you hear about these guys that get somehow, some way manage to get into every kind of environment.
Yeah.
That was him.
Mm-hmm.
I remember calling all the boys in the Rangers and all that stuff like that, and they were like, yeah, man, he's the freaking legit. So I enjoyed that.
Keith Nightingale, yeah, that was really interesting. And what I loved about him is not only did he was in Vietnam and had...
everything.
I mean, he did a lot of stuff. He was, I mean, a total badass. But now he's really involved with the June 7th.
That's June 7th.
Yeah, the Normandy.
That's the 80th anniversary is coming up.
And he's the one who organizes that. And he said, like, that's his biggest passion now is... he was there for the first reunion.
Should we go? We should go to that.
Yeah, we talked about it with him.
Well, all the boys, I was at the table yesterday, mm-hmm. and they were all talking about it.
Yeah. It's how he described that. You could tell, like, him talking about his past, that he was just, you know, it's whatever. But then to hear the excitement and passion in his voice when he started talking about the World War II vets, and specifically about going to Normandy and doing that experience on the anniversary. So I thought that was really cool. I really enjoyed it.
Have you seen that?
I have not seen that. No. I need to check that out.
Yeah. I haven't seen it either. I think we need to go because that big anniversary is coming up and there's not too many of them left.
Okay, so then we have the story of Medal of Honor recipient Jason Dunham, told by two of his teammates. And that was really special. I think it's super important that everybody learns about our Medal of Honor recipients. So that mm-hmm. was a great show.
That'll be in the
day. Anybody telling one of those stories, if you hear any of that, if you want to hear a great actions of heroism, I mean, at its finest, as far as any human being could probably take it, then those are the ones, those are the best ones, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the Yusuf, his episode was so interesting because we got kind of a look into something that we don't see often. He was a TERP.
Interpreter.
Yeah, that worked with the SEAL teams, American, and he worked with the Canadian forces, I believe.
He did a lot.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, it was Canadian forces and U.S. forces. And
I had a lot of fun talking to him.
Yeah, that was interesting.
A lot of fun working with them.
Mm-hmm. And then we've got Shay Haver. She was one of the first females to ever graduate from Ranger School, and she went to West Point.
All right, and then we got Robichaud. I still talk to him.
We have
Chris Miller, too.
Chris Miller, the former Secretary of Defense.
Funny guy.
Yeah.
Real funny guy. I think that episode was a fun one to film.
I feel like he's kind of the guy you would want in that department.
Yeah.
He has a cracking great
jokes. That personality.
Yeah, a great sense of humor.
When you go into the, now that we're all in the, obviously in the political realm,
uh-huh.
then you go up there and you see who runs what and the personalities that go with it. I mean, some of them are great.
Yeah. All right, and then we've got Chad Robichaud. He was super funny, but also great story. He's had his hands in lots of different pots. I mean, he was a force recon Marine, and then he started he did CIA work, and then he has the Mighty Oaks Foundation, which is really awesome, and we have a lot of friends that have gone through that. And then he had... Save Our Allies. He works on Save Our Allies, which was very involved with the withdrawal of Afghanistan, the Ukraine war. Just when there's chaos in the world, he shows up.
He comes and helps them.
Yeah.
He's got some crazy stories about saving tons of people, shipping mm-hmm. them out of Ukraine and Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. Just wait. Wait till the writers go off strike and start doing and getting in there and start rewriting. And when... these kind of stories come back online. The war stories are one thing.
Mm-hmm.
The true. But then there's that silent war that's been going on afterwards. Is when everyone else is in a war and we kind of start playing with them.
Yeah,
yeah. He's real involved in like the aftermath of not just war, but not our wars, but when other people are in trouble, he goes to help.
Right. Then we had on our good friend Sydney Blair, who's a local native.
Sidney Blair.
Couple Native, that's a great way to say that. I mean, freaking guy, I've been around since I was a kid, dude.
Sidney Blair.
Like guardian angel, kind of.
Has
bodyguard.
Done like every local.
I called him World Police because he's gotten his hand to everything, got to see so much. He's like.
He's done everything for work for like the sheriff's department. He's
an air marshal.
The air marshal, the SWAT team. The gang unit. He's done Secret all Service. The things. He's just
so funny. He's the guy when he walks in the door, it's like, oh, you're a cop.
Yeah, he does look like a cop.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, immediately.
I feel like there are certain people down here that no matter what they want to do, like, hey, man, I get that. Mm-hmm. But your ass looks like this.
Yeah, yeah. You were born to do this.
Yeah, you're born to do that, right?
Yeah,
he does it well. Yeah, exactly.
And then he retires. Great. And he gets bored, and he's like, oh, I'm going to go back to being a cop. And he ended
like
up,
one day later, yeah. or like one week.
And he went through the whole training again because he wanted to show them that he was still in physical shape to do it.
He's the kind of guy to hang out with.
Yeah.
This is what you got to look up to, Hunter.
Yeah, he's a great guy. That was a great episode.
For sure,
And
for
then
sure.
we've got your brother.
The congressman.
The congressman.
Morgan Littrell.
It's about time for the yearly check-in.
Yeah, we need Morgan. Morgan's going to be coming on soon. But that was awesome to have him come on as a congressman. It was the first time.
How about that?
So crazy.
I look like I just got out of prison, man. he's a freaking congressman. I was so proud of him. I don't think I ever told him that either, man. To go through all that, I learned more about our community and our town and stuff watching him do that. And we grew up around here, right? So it was even more fun watching him have to do that. I didn't have to get my ass kicked like he did on that. I feel like that was a blessing.
Yeah. You know what I mean? He's handling it well. We have a lot of people that ask us, do you think he's having fun up there?
And no.
I'm like, why? How in the world do you have
Matter
fun?
Fact, if you talk to your politician, they're like, oh, it's a great time. They need to go to retire.
Yeah, yeah. Morgan would. I don't think he would say he's having fun. He's just getting the job done.
He will absolutely tell you he's not having fun.
Yeah, but he's.
I mean,
doing
I think
it,
he's very, very upfront about that.
But he's doing it because he believes he can do it, and he's serving his people.
Oh, he can do it. He was geared for it. Mm-hmm. That mean ass attitude he had the whole time growing up and everything like that is perfect for that situation.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect to go up against the people that want to tear our country down.
I learned more going up there and watching him getting inducted. What's the word we're using? Sworn in. When he was getting sworn in,
yeah,
inducted
the inauguration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just sitting up there, and it was extended because the speaker was getting nominated.
Yeah, because they couldn't agree on the nomination. Yeah, so the episode with Morgan as a congressman, the first episode back, was really cool. We loved having him. Jordan Harbinger, that was a great episode. He's got a great podcast himself. He has a crazy just life story, being kidnapped twice.
In two separate countries.
Yeah, two separate countries.
There's got to be a movie on that. I mean, some of the greatest movies ever are about is about boring things.
Yeah,
and I feel like that one right there has got it.
Yeah, he was a crazy one. And then we add on Mike Gabler, who was a Survivor winner.
I still talk to him.
Yeah, I talked to him.
I keep in touch with him.
Yeah, I talked to him recently as well. He was one Survivor of the show, and then turned around and donated the entire $1 million prize to a veteran charity.
Yeah. To different veteran charities. He's awesome.
He sent me a badass blade, too.
He's really awesome. Yeah. We loved that show. That was a good one. And then...
So Mike Day.
Yeah.
Update on him. He took his life.
Yeah. Mike Day was shot 27 times in war and overcame that and ended up taking his own life several years later. And... just a terrible tragedy, terrible loss for our community. So we reposted this episode the week that that he passed away in honor of him. And just so you can get to know him.
Okay, I'm not talking to anybody else out there besides guys who have a sealed trident that has been pinned on your chest by the United States of America. If you have a problem with anything, if something's getting out of whack on you, then check in. My brother's a congressman now. He's got an office in D.C. You got a problem, you find him, and we'll fix it. No more killing yourselves and taking your ass offline without permission. That's all I got.
Well, I mean, if anyone is struggling with suicide, get help. The world is not better without you. Everyone has their individual purpose. And there's so many people that struggle with suicide, and we don't talk about it enough. Get help. There's people that love you. There's people that don't even know you that love you. So please get help.
I agree.
And then we had Drago.
Drago, what a crazy guy.
Hey, what an exceptional human being. There's a couple guys down here. Awesome. That he is, man, all that. What's the word that encompasses all that? And talking about the American dream coming from this place or that place to this place. I'll never forget when he said, because we lived in the ghetto, but it felt like a kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's perspective.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That is absolute perspective. Most people overlook that, man. But I was in combat with that guy back when we were in the SEAL teams, man. When I thought I was the baddest man thing walking around, and he would walk in, and I'd be like, wow, you know, damn. Seriously. And we talked about this the other day, me and some of my buddies when I was at the table, and like all the movies that they've made about war and all the documentaries that y'all see, there's something that's not there, all right? And it's the mood that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
There's an absolute mood that goes with war when you go in there. It jumps on you the minute you step into the arena, and it's different. I've never felt it anywhere else. It doesn't exist anywhere else unless you're in that. And that's not what he looks like.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what that dude looks like, right? He looks like a freaking my dad or a the freaking drama teacher. That's who he looks like. He looks like a damn drama teacher at a 4A high school in somewhere.
Oh man!
I can assure you, that is not what that dude looks like in real life, man. And it was awesome being out there with
him. Yeah, we've got some other pictures of him after. Holy shit. I guess there's that one picture.
Dude, when he's standing there, his hair looks like blowing like the Hulk and shit. Couldn't even put his body armor on. I don't know why he even had to wear it, dude. Not like a bullet would kill him, man. Like that. That's the type of reputation this dumb bitch had. Excuse me. That this gentleman had when we were in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
sure that's hard to get.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to earn the, and especially in our communities, man. If you hear some stuff about it, especially if all of us are saying it,
yeah,
then that's how you know it. We got them. It's just like any place else.
So we had to split up his episode into two because one portion was mostly about him growing up in Poland and what that was like, and then the transition of him becoming an American, and he was so proud to become an American.
He's an American. Yes. The American dream, he lived that, and if you have to, being born here's one thing,
mm-hmm.
but then there's people who earned that sucker, and that carries a lot of more weight. It just does when you have to earn something.
Because he was a political prisoner in Poland for speaking out against the government, or actually printing papers.
Went to the gulag.
Yeah, and he was a political prisoner. How
awesome is that? So, yeah. I mean, isn't that cool? It just adds on to how intense that
and
guy
so,
is.
I mean,
what
movie characters is he in real? He's the real character in real life. I'm trying to figure out who that is, man. Dude, I stuck his ass in the freaking gulag. Man.
So the reason we have two episodes about him is because of that, and then the second portion is him in the SEAL teams. So he really got to live the American dream, and now he's raising.
He came from that to being a SEAL. That's completely different altogether. Now he's a computer nerd. He's got kids.
He's got a beautiful wife, and they just have like this all American family.
We're talking on the phone. He's like, Marcus, how you doing? And like, bro, I'm great, bro. How are you doing? It's mind blowing because it doesn't seem like it was that long ago. I know it was a long time ago, man, when we were like that, but...
He's a great guy. So I hope you get to listen to both of those episodes. Those were great. And then we had Cujo. He was a fighter pilot. He had some crazy stories, too, just getting the name Cujo. He talked about that.
Okay, so he's so freaking lucky with that. Well, let me tell just to retell the story on how pilots get their call signs, which pilots have the best kind of gig. They really do, man. And then their call signs. If you come around like with Cujo, if it's something really cool, it's usually they're not cool. Like people don't like them. You know what I'm talking about? Like if your call sign's like Toe Jam or Shitbag or something like that, man, that you're a badass. It's reversed.
Yeah.
But then, although because frogmen have such a deranged kind of a way of looking at things, like Cujo, obviously, is, that's, you look at it as a cool call sign, but it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was fun.
That was fun.
They got the best stories. And you think team guys got the best stories? They're freaking pilots, man.
Then we had Jeremy Mayhew. He was also in the SEAL teams, and he has dedicated his post-team life to fighting human trafficking. And he's developing this really awesome app that one day everyone will have on their phones that's a good guy, because he's basically, through AI, being able to like filter out who is involved with human trafficking. Mm-hmm. And you can have it on your app and know the people you interact with. So that's really, really cool. And we hope to see that become successful soon.
Then Sarah Verardo.
Sarah Verardo, badass woman. We found out about her through Robichaux. She runs Save Our Allies. Her husband was, he was injured really, really bad. And she is 100% caretaker of him. And she has, I think, three daughters as well. And on top of that, she's constantly running this organization. Like when the Afghanistan withdrawal happened, she was the one scheduling planes to pick them up. She was the one talking to all of the people on the ground and networking and communicating with all of them to make everything run smoothly.
Yeah, the women are the ones that usually do that.
Yeah, she's awesome. Never forget that,
son.
No, yeah. She's a go-getter.
She's a total go-getter. So that's a great episode, too.
She's a ride or die.
She's not ride or a
go-getter.
Die.
That chick's ride or die.
Yeah.
Whole different category altogether, those types.
100%.
And then we have Trevor.
Trevor Millar.
Still got him.
We still have him.
Got him, man.
He just came and spent Thanksgiving holidays with us.
Yes.
Him and Lee.
Yep. So Trevor runs Ambio Life Sciences down in Mexico, and they do psychedelic treatments, not just for veterans. They actually do it for anyone who needs it, anyone battling addiction, or there's lots of reasons you would do the medicine, but he runs that, and he's literally saving lives.
Yeah, he's the great man. He's awesome.
Yeah. And then we had Brian Ray. Brian was an Army Ranger. He had a pretty
pretty traumatic experience out there. That's a good episode that I definitely highly recommend going to check out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he gets kind of emotional in it, and it will bring a tear out in your eye just hearing his.
Yeah, you could tell he went through a tough time.
If we can get each one of them in here to tell those stories, I mean, because of the backgrounds where they come from, then the units that we go into, each unit has its own particular AO. Used to be, and we're kind of a hodgepodge now. But I don't know. I feel like that we had to go through all of that to get to this, to get that perspective, to get to this point, to explain it back, to help people what they're going through now. It's like we got shotgunned into the war first, but because the war's actually here now, and people are going through it, and then you have examples like him. But yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then to piggyback off of crazy experiences and traumatic experiences, Shiloh Harris, who we had next, also had a crazy traumatic experience.
All the blast guys.
Yeah, IED blast.
Yeah, man, that's a different kind of.
There's a funny story that he told, though, because I think that a lot of times we look at guys like that, and you can see their physical wounds, and a lot of women especially will feel sorry for them, but they have this huge sense of humor, and it's how they hold up their character.
Yeah,
he tells a story of going hat shopping, and he has ear prosthetics, and he puts the hat on, and his ears fell off, and the lady just
imagine that?
Could not imagine. She was like, "What the heck?" And he goes, The hat doesn't fit.
Yeah, he had such a great sense of humor.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, his sense of humor is awesome.
Especially if they start working you with it.
Yeah, I loved his story.
For sure.
And Billy Shelton. Shelton is
in the, that was a group podcast.
That was a group podcast. There was Tommy Richardson was in there, like pretty much the crew that
even Morgan came in.
Yeah, Morgan came in for it. But that was that's Marcus's crew from where he grew up. It's not all of them, but there's
that's all the SEALs.
It's the core group. That is them growing up and training. Billy Shelton physically and mentally trained these boys to get through BUDS. And he really does have like a dad.
It was great to have kinda, yeah.
Yeah, he's like a dad figure to y'all.
Well, let me tell you something. Yeah, comparing to my dad, I'm a mean son of a gun. Freaking God. Some bitch could bring a beat down.
Yeah, Billy's great. I hope you listen to that episode. And then we have Randy Beausoleil. Randy was in the SEAL teams. Wasn't he one of your instructors?
He was your officer.
They're great, yeah, great career. Got to do a lot, so much cool stuff. I've known him from the day I walked into SEAL training up until now. And he lives down the road. And then we have breakfast with each other, me and a few other SEALs every Saturday at the table.
And now he has a book, and he works with a fishing pole company.
Yeah, he does a little bit of everything.
Yeah, Old 18 fishing pole. I actually bought a couple of the fishing poles, and they're really awesome.
They freaking better be. We know who makes them. Yeah, don't let us. We'll write a critique on them suckers.
Yeah. And then we have Kelsey. She started the Brass Unity bracelets. She was a Canadian combatant vet, and she started this awesome business and has turned that into a whole thing.
Harm. Jay Harmon, man. This is the freaking guy who got a hold of me right when I got back from Afghanistan. He in the hospital, actually. One of my docs. He was a PJ.
He had a good story as well.
He does. He's got a great story. He had a great career.
Yeah.
He was one of those guys, right place, right time. And then he got freaking balls at Clank too, because he would just jump into stuff and get it done. Mm-hmm. But I mean, on his side of the fraternity, or he got a lot.
And he was in forever, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think still. I mean, who knows? Who knows what this freaking guy is? I mean, I don't even know.
He's also like, got a great head of hair. Got a
hold of me, man. They're so damn top secret. I'll say their names. People are like, I don't know, you know, whatever. Who's that?
Yeah, he is a great guy.
It's never the ones you think. He is, man. He's the nicest dude. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that can get stuff out of you. Right. Like when I got back, you got to think them. I was probably kind of vulnerable. So the first people they put around me were the ones that helped. I don't mold me back. Hold that shit. That, you know, kind of like a cast. Hold everything together. He definitely was. We're still friends. We're still together. We still talk.
Yeah, and so he actually worked on you during Red Wing. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, and then the next episode was Behind the Uniform. This was a video that we did a couple of years ago, actually during quarantine when we couldn't do anything in person, and we mm-hmm. interviewed over Zoom some of the family members of Red Wing and just got to know the guy behind the uniform a little bit. And we had never really released that episode or that recording before.
I think it was just like a Facebook release, but it wasn't that viewed.
So we decided to release this the week of Operation Red Wing just to honor the guys. And so you can kind of see who they are as men and not as SEALs. It was a really touching tribute to them. Mm-hmm. Then we have Jonathan Harmon part two. I mean, we went into depth with him, with everything.
Yeah, that's just, we talked forever with him.
Yeah, and it was good.
Both everything episodes is really good. Are really good.
Yeah. And then we've got Mike Glover. He is a retired Green Beret. He does fieldcraft survival. I kind of want to go to those courses.
Why not?
It seems like he...
Now that the kids are getting old enough, it's like the new version of Scouts.
Yeah.
You got all these Green Berets and SEALs and Rangers and Marines and badasses teaching all these high-end courses. I'm freaking dumping Axe and Alley into them things.
But I think, like, I want to do it.
I think it'd be sweet.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Okay, then we should do the wheel. Put all these things we want to go do on it, and then we spin it, and whoever comes up with, that's what we do for the summer trip. or a Christmas vacation, family vacation, we go do something like this.
Let's do it.
And then we have Aaron Kendall. This was a re-release. We filmed this a while ago, but Aaron Kendall is one of the best human beings alive.
He has the funniest. I think I gave myself, I injured myself laughing so hard when he lost his arm. And what happened through the whole, not the fact that he lost his arm, the whole thing that happened after that. If you hadn't heard that story, I just thought, I'm sorry, man. I just thought that was freaking,
I had never heard Marcus laugh so hard. He was crying.
I was crying.
Was laughing so hard.
I called Peter Berg and I was like, you're not going to believe this story. You need to make a movie out of it. And I never do that. I don't bother them with anything. But when he told me what happened, that was one thing. Because he was a badass and got back. But what happened to the team guys that rolled in on him?
Oh, yeah.
In the following week is probably one of the greatest Navy SEAL stories I know.
Which is in this episode, so you need to listen to it. But he is so funny. He has a great sense of humor.
Most team guys do.
I know, in their own way.
Yeah, going back to like anybody that's had a pretty traumatic experience, they usually turn it around and have a good, funny story.
SEALs can teach you anything. It's how to do that. Yeah. I mean, them suckers can do that.
Yeah. And then he went to Harvard Business School.
He's a nerd.
Yeah, after that. But we need to have him back on.
I really want to talk to him again.
Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff since then. So that was a great episode.
Great guy.
And then we had to go to San Diego.
And we ran into
former governor Rick Perry. While we were in San Diego, we happened to be staying at the same hotel. And we're like, do you want to do a podcast together? And we had the best studio in San Diego.
Loft 100 Studios.
Loft 100. They hosted.
That place was great.
They hosted us there.
If you're ever out there and you need to get in there. If you got to do a podcast or broadcast anything, go there.
Yeah,
great people.
They were awesome. So they let us go in.
Matter of fact, that was the best part about it. That was the best part was going down and meeting them and hanging out in their studio because we had a lot of fun with them.
Yep.
And we got to introduce Texas Tidbits with Governor Perry on that episode. We talked about some of his favorite Texas history things, and that was. I loved that.
He's a great man.
Yeah, that was great.
He's a great man.
And we went into a backstory of like how Marcus and Rick met and their relationship. A lot of people don't understand that, but that was, if you listen to that episode, you'll understand and you'll get it. And it's awesome. Their bond is very, very tight. And then.
Oh, it's been Mr. Benny Wiley.
Benny Wiley.
It's Mr. Benny Wiley. Morgan and I were flying back from Mississippi last night. Laughing our asses off, and then we try to call him up in the middle of it, which is par for the course. But two greatest things to ever come out of Mahia, Texas, are Anna Nicole Smith and Benny Wiley. Right? And let me tell you something: if you have a friend, like if you could find somebody where you could rely on them, just a genuinely great spirit and just a hardworking, an example.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've known this guy since college, man. We've been, I mean, him and Mojo, just, I don't know. He's unbelievable. His career path, being a strength coach and in that world from all those universities and just watching each other, like our whole crew grow up. So Benjamin got to grow up in that arena from the Dallas Cowboys to freaking Texas Tech to University of Texas. And now he's at USC. University of Tennessee. Everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
His wife's got his twins. His boys are great. He's got a daughter. I mean, I don't know, man.
He's just a good man.
Just a
man.
Great man. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Just a freaking, we got them. They're down here. They're rare, but.
He's awesome.
He's freaking one of them. And I tell you what, man, I'm in the worst damn mood or my life falling apart, man. And I'll call him up. He'll usually be working out.
He's always working out.
And he's always looked like that. If you can see that picture of him, what he looks like right there, he looked like that since birth.
Mm-hmm.
Like came out looking like a gym. Like he's never not looked like that.
And he hasn't, his face hasn't aged.
I'm saying like he's the one they molded the perfect human being off of, that kind of joke. He's like a smile. Even when we were growing up, man, and that's a rabbit hole.
Matt Light was with the Patriots and three-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
And Matt started a foundation that he takes kids out, and I mean, they do all kinds of stuff out in the woods and bonding and all that. And
that's a great example of what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
I feel like when first of all, congratulations on three Super Bowls. That's huge. The Patriots had that run back
when that was him.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when those guys turn around, I feel like all the basketball coaches in the high schools should be professionals.
Mm-hmm.
They should go back to their town they came from and start giving that back. And he definitely does that.
He does.
A lot
that.
Of people do that.
Yeah.
No, I know, but I'm.
Yeah.
I'm reminding him.
Yeah, he's
just let him know.
Let him know.
Yeah, he did really well, and he still does really good work. And we hope to make it up. He's in Maine now, I believe. So we need to go up there and visit him.
We did go to Maine, though, which was one. If you haven't been there, go.
Yeah, it's awesome. And then Matthew Linig.
He was one of my instructors. And I did. I went to combat with him.
He looks like a beast of a guy, too.
He freaking is. And now he's a preacher. Yeah. And this is the best part about, I think, our lives is when I run across a lot of the guys when I was in, like this particular gentleman right here. If you've ever seen a movie where in the beginning of it, the guy's real nice or he's a preacher and he speaks to you from scripture and the Lord and his kids are wonderful and he's always motivating, that's him now. But when we were in, man, that freaking guy was terrifying. Freaking terrifying. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was an amazing time getting to deploy with him. And he's a great instructor too. Smart. God, dog, man. That freaking guy can teach you anything.
He seems like he's a smart guy.
He is. He can teach you anything.
Yeah.
Once he gets it, once he can figure it out, he can sit, explain it to you in your language. His kids, I think, are off the chain geniuses.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they are actual geniuses.
Yeah.
I'm saying that straight up. I think they are. So makes sense because he is.
Then we had Johnny Strong. Johnny, like, wrote, directed, made this movie, and ended up having Mikey Sowers in it. And that's how we met him, is through Mikey and Sam. Mm-hmm. And they go through the whole filmmaking process and all of that. I mean, he did everything himself, even, like, the CGI.
That's good, yeah,
did everything. War Horse 1, it's on Amazon Prime. Good, you got to go check it out.
Yeah.
It's last time I saw it, it's been trending in the top 10 for, I mean, I don't know how long, but it's been a while.
That's awesome.
I had a lot of fun when he came out here.
Yeah, that's really cool. And then we have Cooper Collins. Cooper is one of our good friends, and he lives down the road. We named him the Mad Scientist because he comes up with all of these crazy things. If you ever wonder how any medicine is made or anything like that, you go to Cooper Collins. But Coop actually broke down kind of what's wrong with America's prescription program. Like, I don't understand the finances of it, but he has this idea that to me sounds brilliant. I hope everyone listens to the Cooper Collins episode. And he talks about age reversal.
He's always doing something.
Yeah, there. How you can do age reversal.
So we're buddies. He's a lot of fun to have around.
Yeah.
At any point in time, you get bored throughout the day, or you need to find out something, he's definitely one to go to. That's an absolute fact. You're right about that.
Yeah. Then we had Scott Mann. He's known as the Warrior Storyteller. He was a Green Beret, and now he has like I kind of compared it to Patriot Tour. He travels around and does a show, but it's an actual play, I believe. And I'd like to go to one of those the next time. When we recorded with him, he had only had like two shows left and we couldn't make it, but I really want to do that one day.
And then we had the border visit, which was pretty much just a recap of a border trip that we went down to. Definitely some touching stuff down there.
Yeah, we actually got to go down to the Rio Grande Valley of Texas, and Marcus spoke at every station in the Rio Grande Valley. I think it was it 12 or something?
12, I believe.
Yeah.
There's something down there, man.
It was a lot, but it was good.
I had a blast.
Mm-hmm. It was really good to see the agents, see what they're going through, and just to get a better understanding, because the news is crap. So to see it with your own eyes.
Well, the best part is I remember being in, sitting in those desks, and then someone coming in and talking, and what, like who said what, and who was there, and what it meant, and what, and all that. So being on this side when I was, when you're in there doing that, it's very different. Felt different.
Yeah.
But
how does that feel for you?
I'm telling you, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I never thought about it until I was looking right there, but I remember sitting in those chairs, and when people come in, you know, you pay attention. Depending on who, it was cool for them to show up for us.
Yeah.
And you could always tell when someone was preaching at you and trying to, hey, these are, this is what we're going to do in the rules, and someone who was coming in and tell you, you know, fire your asses up.
And then we have Aaron Murphy. Aaron Murphy has dedicated his life to changing the trajectory of lives down in Central America. And, he, I mean, it's all he does. He takes social media influencing to a level of using that for funding and giving back and literally changing lives of families down there. And a lot of special needs families, a lot of handicapped families. It's to watch his page just gives,
got a crazy story on top of that.
Yeah.
He moving has, in and out of that, just dealing with all that stuff down there.
Yeah. But if you ever just need to have like good feelies, go watch his page because it'll make you cry seeing all the good he does and how appreciative all the families are.
Then we had Corey Robertson.
Corey Robertson, one of our very, very good friends. Corey and Willie had Duck Dynasty, the big TV show.
That old family.
Dr. Terry Fossum, veterinarian and surgeon that has a medicine for dogs, specifically for dogs with cancer. It's an all-natural medicine. She's doing great things. We've got Vince Rocco Vargas.
He's another great one, man. The guys that come out of the SF and the military and go into the movie realm and do well, like coming from somebody, all they did is watch TV, and then you see them out there actually doing that stuff, it's awesome, man. And then they're turning around and giving it back to all the guys that are coming out. They're actually creating platforms for people who are still in to get out to to mirror.
Yeah. Marsha Petrie Sue, she's like the ideal looking woman. She's so put together and perfect. But she also, she's the Game and Fishing Wildlife Commissioner for the state of Arizona. And she's an amazing hunter and fisherwoman. Love her. We have Cecilina Gracie, who I look up to.
She's one of my favorites.
A freaking badass.
I toughest love Gracie out of all of them. She climbed Everest.
She climbed Everest
with 7 weeks, right?
With just practicing for a little bit.
Yeah, her granddaughter is, or
his grandfather.
Grandfather is the one who invented the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And that is just that was insane.
Fun.
That
yeah, whole, I had a lot of fun hanging out with her, man.
That whole conversation with her is mind-blowing. That's definitely one that you got to go check out.
Nick Allard, he is actually like following different people's stories in the Ukraine and making it a documentary. And he's just doing really good work.
He's been living out in Ukraine for the past year or so.
Gave up his life as he knew it in America. So that's really awesome. Michael Halterman, 1st Marine Raider Battalion.
Honor Foundation.
And Honor Foundation. Great story and great foundation. Remy Adelecki.
That's right. Remy he's one of ours.
Is from Africa. Yeah.
He's another all-American story.
He's like a Wakanda story.
Yeah. He's something, man. From the, it's kind of like another with Drago, the guys that came over here and had the path that they had and then became a SEAL and then afterwards successful in Hollywood.
Yeah, another true American dream. And he's now writing and making movies. Lots of great work. He's got a TV show out now, too. Lauren Jeff Sandifer, they started the Acton Academy, and they have a foundation as well. I highly recommend you listen to this episode just to learn about our education system and what other alternatives there are for your kids. Doc Parsley, a retired SEAL who he invented a medicine that helps guys get off of Ambien but still helps them sleep, and it's through with all natural medication.
Yeah, he's got his own formula. I was looking at some of the comments, and people have been trying it, and I've been seeing some good things.
Yeah, that's awesome. We have Cole Lyle. He started Kaya's Canines. He actually does a lot of stuff. He's a big advocate on Capitol Hill for different veterans' needs. He was also a Marine. He does a lot of great stuff. That's an awesome episode as well.
Dale Brisby.
Dale came out to interview Marcus for his show, and we decided to do an episode swap, and we ended up playing that episode on here. So Dale Brisby has a Netflix show, How to Be a Cowboy.
I mean, you were talking about comic genius,
man. Yeah, he's a good one.
He's so funny.
He captures lightning in a bottle there.
Yeah.
With what they do.
Yeah. So that is our 2023 recap.
It was a good year. That was a fun one. My first year on the sticks out here.
So you got 1 year in here.
Yep.
What have you learned? All these teachers up here, from the day you started when you came in here, the way you would talk on the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you learned, what are your thoughts?
All the stories that I've heard. So I've been listening to the podcast for a while, but it's really different to actually be in it and see it and get to hear these people's stories day in and day out, and also get to know them whenever they come and visit. It's really life-changing. I feel like I've grown up a lot since the beginning of the year. I've definitely been able to be a little more comfortable just in this kind of setting, being able to talk to people of that stature, I guess. But overall, it's just been super cool and motivating to be able to listen and talk to these people.
There's a huge difference between interviewing somebody and then when you're talking to them, I get to know them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And teaching you how to do that anywhere you go. When you just got back from a big trip, traveling all over the world.
Yeah, took about a three.
How many people don't do that? don't leave the town that they grew up in?
Mm-hmm.
And I've sent you on trips to where you actually took a little sabbatical and went somewhere completely else. And came back for 3 days and then went on about your way. By yourself. That's a freaking superpower, man. It is. And I say this on stage all the time. I was like, hey, look, man, the treasure chest that you were born in and around, the keys are way far away from here.
Mm-hmm.
And you travel out of here. Every time you come back stronger in our eyes, as a matter of fact. It's like what you've learned, your capabilities to deal with other people in their environments. Mm-hmm. Like the best martial art I could ever teach you, man, is to get along with people, but be yourself while you're trying to get along with them. Like you got that's an actual skill set you have to have. I mean, yeah, we always want you to be yourself, but when other people walk in there, you got to kind of be like them.
Yep.
And you do that phenomenally. So well done.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I love it. I love having this as a family episode. It's had lots of different turns throughout the years, but to me, this is what feels right. We were never interviewers. Marcus is not a trained journalist.
I'll see them again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the whole point about that. It's like you're just getting to know them. We're adding them on the team. So when you run into them, you've already got a background.
Yeah. So for us, what we do is just conversate. We just get to know people. And that's what our listeners come on for, is just to get to know who these people are and get to know their stories.
If I could teach you how to get to know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great skill to have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also, for anybody out there that's listening, if you have anybody that you would really like to see us have a conversation with, please go write in the YouTube comments. I look at all of them. Go check them out, and I'll be happy to reach out to them. Go give them a shot and see what we can do. We'd love to hear who y'all want to see. So we would love that.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy New Year. We're excited to start off 2024.
We'll see you next week.